Thanks, Dan. You are listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. This is Locals Only, the second hour of the show where we go out, we get a local Arizona band, we pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air and into your home, your car, wherever you might be. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, taking you through the next hour. My guest tonight is a Tucson music veteran and a hometown hero. Besides being an excellent songwriter, he's also host of our annual Wooden Ball down at Congress that just happened. Coming to you live from Studio 2A, here's Chris Holloman.
Like a house of cards, a house of cards, things fall apart. Like your mother's apron strings, things fall apart. Like a mug pie in a hurricane, things fall apart. Every drunkard and poet's son knows that things fall apart. Try to bring it up, but it won't stay down. Try to tape it up, but the tape gives out. Try to find what's true, but the lies well out. Try to prop it up, but it just keeps falling, falling, falling. Like a house of cards, a house of cards, things fall apart. Like your mother's apron strings, things fall apart. Like a mud pie in a hurricane, things fall apart. Every drunkard and poet's son knows that things fall apart. Try to ring it up, but it won't. Try to hoist it up, but the sails give out. Try to find what's true, but the lies give out. Try to hold it up, but it just keeps falling. Things fall apart. Like your mother's apron strings, things fall apart. Like your mud pie in a hurricane, things fall apart. Every drunkard and poet's son knows that things fall apart. Like your mother's apron strings, things fall apart. Hurricane, like a hurricane, things fall apart. Every drunkard and poet son knows that things fall apart. 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 Of a kind, cut from the same cloth, strands of gold woven throughout. Two of a kind, till the same cloth. Find our own drummer. Write our own song. Don't worry if they can hear it. They are listening. Don't worry if they don't believe. Lost on a raft, floating past the land. Two of a kind, floating away, floating on starlight, floating each day. Don't worry if they can feel it. They don't feel a thing. Don't worry if they can see it. They don't see what they wanna see. of a kind, cut from the same cloth, strands of gold woven through.
Out. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Chris Holloman, and he's being joined by Gene Rooley. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be here.
Am I on? Am I here?
Yeah,
you are here.
Awesome.
Is that an existential question?
You're here.
I know you can't answer it.
It's loud and clear.
We're doing quick tuning. Those last two songs had some strange tunings to them. Yes, we're glad to be here, Michael. Thanks for having us.
I was going to let you get your tune on before I start hitting you with questions.
Oh, I can talk and tune at the same time. Machine does all the work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, it's great to have you here. I'm holding here Hot in My Hands, right off the hot off the presses, your new album, which looks beautiful. I've heard
a few tracks.
I didn't hear the whole album yet, but I did hear a few tracks, which sound great, too, and the album.
Yeah, a local artist named Valerie Galloway actually painted a picture according to what the album was going to be called. So it's actual cover art made for the CD, and that's very cool.
It's especially in this day and age where the album experience is getting lost to MP3s and digital downloads. It's great to have a hard copy of something beautiful. Look at
that. Well, you got to have something to look at iTunes. You know, when you're downloading it, they got to show the cover, so got to look at something.
That's right. So you got it there too. You got it up on. You got the digital downloads at iTunes. You also got the hard copies available.
Yeah. If you go to if the folks out there go to cdbaby.com, they can buy a physical copy, or they can go to iTunes and put my name in, Chris Holloman, and buy a download copy. And then we're going to do a show a little far away from now, but March 27th, kind of like a CD release party, but a little untraditional because it's going to be at Club Congress. They do these patio shows in the spring. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the first one, and it's like 7 to 11, but it's outside, so like kids could come earlier because I have kids, and we're going to try to do some fun things earlier, you know, like kid-friendly music. But they can buy the CDs there like in person on the 27th of March, so that's all the ways they can buy the CD.
Cool. Excellent. So this is the majority of what we're going to be hearing tonight is off this album.
Yeah, we're pretty much sticking to the album tonight. We're doing our job, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to promote the CD.
And was this a long time in the making? Or
it was. Yeah. Nick Luca, a local musician who has moved to LA, but you know people may know, co-produced it with me, and we started out with just doing demos to Drum Machine, and kind of figured out how we wanted to record stuff, and then we went in and did like four or five songs at a time, and the best one or two songs we kept those, moved on another four or five songs, and we did that for like a year and a half. So the 12 songs on the CD are probably a product of, you know, maybe recording 50 songs. So yeah, it took about a year and a half to do it.
Well, great. I'm glad we get to hear it tonight. What do you think you're gonna play for us next?
We are gonna play a kind of a spooky song. It's called Dark Night Tonight. It kind of reminds me of those songs from the 70s, like Billy Joel.
Legend of Billy Joel. No.
Legend of Billy Joel.
The movie?
Bobby.
It's a moody song, shall we say. Yeah. What we're trying to say is it's a moody song. That's called Dark Night Tonight. It's on the new CD. That last song, the second song we played when we started, was called Two of a Kind, and Joey Burns from Calexico actually played cello on that one on the CD. It's
a great cello player.
Very pretty stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Besides being everything else that he is, he's a great cello player.
I was going to say, it doesn't surprise me that he plays cello as well. He plays everything else.
Yeah, we could run down the musicians now. But yeah, the drums on the CD were played by Tommy Larkins, who people may know because he plays with Jonathan Richman, and he was in Something About Mary, like hanging around the tree. And he's the drummer that's hanging around in Something About Mary. And Gene Rooley, right over there, played all the electric guitars. We split it up. I played all the acoustic guitars. He played all the electric guitars. So there's a real personality to the guitar playing. There's no like intermixing or anything. And then Joey Burns from Calexico played some stand-up bass and some cello. And then Nick Luca played everything else.
Cool. Awesome.
And it's called Dark Night Tonight.
Mm-hmm. tonight. Dark bird's gonna fly. Little girl has lost her way. And we're losing the light. If the moon don't shine tonight, blackbird's gonna fly. Dark night tonight. Something just ain't right. Strange man from strange family lives down up the road. Sheriff went to see if he's around, but ain't nobody home. If the moon don't shine tonight, blackbird's gonna fly. Dark night tonight. Something just ain't right. Mary, in the west, and the time is getting thin. Little girl, cold and alone, and the light is getting dim. If the moon don't shine tonight, blackbird's gonna fly. Dark night tonight. Something just ain't right. Mary.
It's hard to do. It's hard to put the capo on. In the
I'm running away. I'm leaving. I'm running away. Disappearing, I'm sick of myself, so I must change. I'm sick of myself, so I must fade to black. Phase out, pass on six. Pass out, I'm sick of myself. Well, I'm ashamed, I'm sick of myself.
I think we have to talk now because we're going to tune.
We've got to talk.
We've got to talk.
We've got to have a talk.
We've got to have a talk about our tuning. So it's all this inside stuff the folks out there get to experience.
So make them feel like they're right here in the room with us.
So they're collaborators. They're in the band. You're in the band, folks.
So I was going to ask you, like I mentioned earlier, you are a veteran in the music, Tucson music scene.
Does that mean I've been shot at?
Well, if you know any musician that's paid their dues has been shot at in one figuratively or somewhere along the line. But are you from Tucson?
From Tucson. I am the rare Tucson native. And when I was 14, me and my friends Jeff Farr and Michael Donnelly used to sneak into the punk rock new wave club in town. And what they would do was there would be a table right by the stage, and they would make us go to this table, and we couldn't move. And, you know, so it was illegal for us to be in there, but, like, you know, everybody there kind of looked out for us, and they protected us from all the stuff that was going on. But we just loved music so much that we'd, like, go down there and sneak in, and they'd put us in this booth, and we'd watch all this new wave and punk rock and stuff. And then we started a band, and believe it or not, by some weird quirk of fate, Subterranean, a label in San Francisco that put out Flippers Records.
Yeah, I know that.
Wanted to make a single with us. Like, they heard about this weird band of 14-year-olds, and so we went to San Francisco on the Greyhound bus and made the single. So long story short, that's like I started my music career when I was 14. So I was always kind of out of kilter with, you know, I knew a lot older musicians, basically. So I knew all the generations. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like I know everybody, but it's basically because I started so young that I know some of the older musicians, I know the younger musicians I came up with, and so
you guys were like Hanson.
Yeah, like we were like the Hanson that sounded like The Fall,
or like Old Skull or something.
We sounded like The Fall, and then The Fall actually played in Tucson, and so everybody said, "Oh, you've got to open for The Fall." You know, everybody was telling us our whole, you know, the band was called The Seldoms, and oh, you got to open for The Fall. So we opened for The Fall, and that, you know, the singer guy was just like blew us off, but
yeah,
we got to open for The Fall.
Don't feel special.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm a native, and I do know everybody.
How long you've been? So, Gene, you recorded on this album with Chris, and have you been playing with? You've been playing with him for a while, or
yeah, for like 20+ years.
Okay,
we met. I was thinking about this today. We met at a party in 1984 at 818.
You're gonna tell a long ass T story.
818 East Speedway. They used to have house parties there a lot, and I was in this band. It was my first band in Tucson called Mr. Beer and the Pull Tabs. That was our name for just that show. It was our first show. It was the first band I was in. Later we were called the Johnnies, but we're like a garage band. Mm-hmm. And we played this house party, and Chris saw me there, and he was impressed because I was wearing this trench coat. You know, I was like 20 or something. I was wearing a trench coat. I had these little bottles, and I don't know why, but I used to drink the Long Island iced tea mix just by itself.
Yeah, it was like a syrup, and you're supposed to pour it into Coca-Cola.
You're supposed to make it Long Island iced tea.
But
my girlfriend turned me onto this, and I used to drink them just straight from the bottle. So.
Probably got more messed up from the sugar than from the alcohol that was
and
in it.
I had one in each pocket of my trench coat, and Chris was really impressed by that. Like,
well, I thought it was whiskey, and he was just slapping it back like it was nothing. I was like, man, this guy's hardcore.
He's road hard.
And so he asked me to be in his band that night, but unbeknownst to me, he also asked the other guitar player who was in my band to be.
Was that Julia?
Yeah.
I asked Julia to be in the band?
Yeah, you did. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, we're getting too personal.
But anyway.
Julia.
So,
oh, you know.
So,
Julia.
So I was in that garage band, and then I ended up being in the River Roses with him.
Yeah, we're in a band in the late 80s, very early 90s called the River Roses, who we did a couple... Well, we did a record for Rough Trade and a record for San Jacinto, supposed to be Rough Trade. But anyways, we did a couple records. Pitch of Ten, which was Cameraman Beethoven, put out our first record on their imprint label on Rough Trade. So we toured together and played a lot. And then over the years, as I've done recordings, he's come along and, you know... Like the last recording we did... It was a collaboration. It was called So I Won't Forget in 2003, I think. So this is the first thing we've done in a while. But I love the way Gene plays guitar. I always kind of miss that sound. And
the first time we ever played together, I remember it. He was about to make a chord with his hands, and I just started playing it. And it's not a chord, like, it's that chord.
Uh-huh.
And I remember he was about to make it, and I made it before he did. Uh-huh. I was like, and it was kind of like... It was kind of meant to be, you know? It's like when we're practicing in Caitlin's bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's like this little tiny bedroom with the bed and everything, like trying to fit drums and everything in there.
Well, that's good, too. I mean, when you get those type of relationships built over the years, like you guys have, you don't even have to think. It's like growing up together.
Sexual. I mean, I didn't go to high school here or whatever, but, you know, it was pretty soon after high school that I was here. We're still young and bushy-tailed and everything. And we're kind of... learning how to play together, you know, and I think a lot of good bands come out of that, like
definitely.
Learning how to play together, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and we're basically the last men standing. We're the ones that never gave up music. Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna play another song. This one's called "Mend No Fences." This one actually isn't on the CD, so we're cheating. Sorry. Open up the gates and let the horses run. Go ahead and let them go. It's time to put your spurs down. It's time to put the rope back on the You gave it the best you had, but now it must be said, mend no fences, let the fences fall right where they stand. Mend no fences. The
Riding the range is a young man's game. Ain't gonna do it anymore. Riding the range is a young man's game. Ain't gonna do it anymore. Don't cut the trees, just let them stand. Some young buck will come and cut them soon enough. It's time to put your spurs down. It's time to lay your rope back on the ground. You gave it the best you had. Now it must be said, mend no fence. The fences fall right where they stand. Mend no fences. Riding the range is a young man's game. Ain't gonna do it anymore. Riding the range is a young man's game. Ain't gonna do it anymore. Right in the range is a young man's game. Right in the range is a young man's game. Right in the range is a young man's game. Right in the range is a young man's game. Christmas lights on your window, they shine in the night. Colored lights, they do shine, but not in my angel's eyes anymore. Was Christmas night when I lost her, a night dark and cold, bound in another man's arms. I'm a bartender, and I hate my job, but the money I don't mind. Plenty of sad faces, lots of hard cases, and folks with their backs to the wall. I need four walls to hold my life and keep me from going astray. A honky-tonk angel to hold my life and keep me from slipping away. The smoke fills the air of this honky-tonk bar, places that I'd rather be. But I burned all my bridges, I sunk all my ships, and now I am lost at sea. I need four walls to hold my life and to keep me from going astray. A honky-tonk angel to hold me tight and keep me from slipping away. Slipping away.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy. Gonna be with you for another 15 minutes or so. I'm here with Chris Holloman.
Hello.
As they tune up.
We do tune, but the machines do the work, don't worry.
Well, they just let you know that they're listening. You still got to turn the knobby doohickey things and whatnot.
Yep.
So you got a CD release show coming in March.
March 27th, Club Congress, in the patio, one of their spring patio shows. It's going to be free. I think it's like 7 to 11 the first hour or so. You know, if you want to bring your kids down to the patio and hear some music. I think my friend Bridget Keating might come down and play some violin in the first hour, so make it fun for families. You know, kids are curious about music, and so it's fun to have an opportunity to play. And, you know, I have three girls, so
yeah,
should be fun. But, you know, there'll be T-shirts and stickers and CDs, all that classic CD release stuff. We might still do a traditional CD release party, but that one's just going to be fun.
I think that's great opportunities, too, because kids are interested in music, and it's, you know, especially with that porch over there at Congress, they opened it up. It's really nice, and it's really open and welcoming and family friendly. But, you know, you can still get your drink on if you need to do that.
Yeah, they can still duck into the tap room if you need to. Yep, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So let's tell people where they can find you on the internet. You got the MySpace site. You also have a regular website.
I have a regular website that's a kind of a long address, but it's holliman.biz, HOLIMAN.biz, and then you got to go backslash Chris Holliman Music, and then the MySpace is the same thing, myspace.com/ Chris Holliman Music.
Backsplash.
Xsplash. And then they can go to cdbaby.com and put in my name if they want to buy the CD or hear the CD. Or they can go to iTunes and put in my name, and they can hear some of the songs. And if you do go to iTunes, by the way, even if you don't buy the CD, if you feel like reviewing it, that would be really helpful. The more reviews you get, the better it is. So yeah. You know, you can just listen to the 30 seconds of the songs and write a review, see what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, and I did notice, too, if it is Holliman with one L. And if you just put
Holliman with one L, H-O-L-I-M-A-N, yep.
Yeah, and if you Google search that, Chris Holliman Tucson, all those links will pop up.
Yes, they will.
So you don't have to remember everything. This isn't a quiz.
Yeah, plus some other obscure stuff.
But you'll benefit yourself.
You think
by
people know
attention.
How to use the Google? They figured it out. People know how to Google from their watch now. They don't even...
I know, it's crazy. It's like Star Trek almost. All right, so we have to finish up in about 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to do a couple more. We're going to do the title track from the new CD called The Sailor's Daughter, and then we're going to do the title track from the last CD that me and Gene did together called So I Won't Forget. And thank you, Michael. Thank you, KXI.
Thank you.
Thanks to the DJs that have been playing the CD. And
sorry about all that stuff I said about Dylan earlier.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry about that.
He said how much he loved Dylan when they
played
on
KXI.
Oh, did I?
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's the
and,
best.
And come down March 27th, Club Congress patio show. Bring your kids. There'll be more information about it, but just to let people know.
She's born a sailor's daughter. She never went to sea. She lived her life so kept the fires lit, always lived a life so easy. Dream of the sea, floating free, leaving her way, all her mistakes. Dream quilted all her life, the children straight and strong, always lived a life so easy. The day she left her, the whole town turned out, always lived a life so easy. Dream of the sea, sailing free, leaving her way, all her mistakes. Dream of the sea, so easy. Thank you. wake up. Don't know where I am. The taste in my mouth, it's familiar, I think's down. So I won't forget, write things down, so I won't repeat the same mistakes. Write things down, so I won't forget. Write things down, and I lay 'em by my bed, so I won't forget. Are things down? Are my arms and hands? Remember the numbers, forget the names. I'll write things down, so I won't forget. Write things down, so I won't repeat the same mistakes. Write things down, so I won't forget. Write things down, and I lay 'em by my bed, so I won't forget. In some kind of cab, don't know where I'm going, but the fare is paid. Write things down, so I won't forget. Write things down, so I won't repeat the same mistake. Write things down, so I write things down, and I place them by my bed, so I won't forget.
Time for one more.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Running This World. Also on the new CD, a song called Running This World. And I would get to thank everybody again.
I usually take this stuff out.
Yeah. This won't be in the live album.
It's exciting.
It's an education. You know, they don't have music education in schools anymore, so we're teaching the kids about tunings.
We're running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they're running this world. Running this world like it don't matter. Still we're living and crying. We're trying and trying. We're out here paying the price. We're wedding regret. Paying the price. Still they run, running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they run, running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Still we're wedding and heading, we'll try. Paying the price. We're wedding and fretting. We're also upsetting. We're out here paying the price. Still they run, running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they're running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they're running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they're running this world, running this world like it don't matter. Yeah, they're running this world. Running this world, 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 running this world.